Lesson 3. The stress and pitch characteristics of the German accent. One thing that you must do now with the German accent, in addition to the resonance focus that we're doing on the bottom teeth in front of the bottom lip, is to create the vibratory impression in the German accent of a little bit more intensive flow of the air. The air just flows out a little bit more aggressively and puts a little bit more stress on all of the syllables. This is something that's similar that happens in the Russian accent. What happens here? Well, take a word, for example, in standard American speech, eventually. We would say that the stressed or accented syllable is the second one. Eventually. In American speech, that has much more stress than the others. With the German accent, that same syllable would probably still be receiving more stress than the others. However, the normally unstressed syllables from American speech will take on a secondary stress and be much more clipped than they generally are in American speech. So, eventually, you hear almost as if there's, you won't call it stressed and non-stressed syllables, you call it primary stressed and secondary stressed syllables. Now go back through earlier parts of the tape and listen to this pattern and realize how naturally this added stress on secondary syllables grows out of the same techniques we're using for resonance if you just put a little bit more intensification of the airflow and a little bit more of a stress of the hammering onto the secondary stressed syllables. But now we must have a brief discussion here about the pitch of the German accent. As you hear in the way I'm speaking right now, there is not an enormous amount of pitch change. In this accent, as well as in the German language, there is a fair degree of a tendency in most areas in German speech to stay quite monotone. Some would also say that the German tend to speak at a generally lower pitch than Americans do, but I don't agree that this is absolutely necessary. There are very many authentic Germans with high voices, and I believe that general pitch level is not nearly as important a trait of the specific as the specific character that you are playing. You want to make sure that the pitch of the voice in general comes from the traits of the character instead of from any notions that you have that all German speech must be at a certain level. Well, having just said that the general German accent, the pitch does not change very much, we must now look at the situations where it does, because in some very stereotyped versions of the German accent, something which many people would call the Prussian accent, there might exist what you hear me doing now, which is a characteristic upswing or lilt at the ends of phrases and particularly on stressed words. Now, of course, you do sometimes hear this basic upswing used in the general American accent if we want to stress a word. But, so if we said the boy joined in the noise and we want to stress joy, the boy joined in the noise. But you really can hear that this degree of using the lilt all the time is not terribly authentic and really crosses the border into the realm of stereotype. This stereotype, a very harsh, Prussian, cruel, militaristic traits, which some people would stereotype and apply to all of the German people, and which is utterly ridiculous to think of it in that way. But there are times, of course, when you might want to play around with these patterns for one reason or another. There are other times when a small piece of this pattern can be used very legitimately and realistically. But realize that the general monotone is probably much more characteristic of a much more authentic representation of a believable German accent in the speech. So, just a brief review now, before we go on to looking at some more of the consonants. Make sure that you don't think of these as isolated pronunciation changes, what we were doing before. Make sure that you go back now and really practice getting the resonance and knowing how it comes and how it modifies some of the vowels. Really make sure also that you hear this upward swing in the lilt and that you use it only sparingly, unless you happen to be in a situation where for some reason or another you or your director desire a stereotype of the German accent. So this then is the end of the lesson, which introduces the stress and pitch characteristics of the German accent.